8 months from today, it's all over, and until then, it's in the national interest that President Bush consider spending more time at home.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
That's because his travels have become increasingly unproductive, even counterproductive. His speech to the Knesset on Israel's 60th anniversary was a disaster. It violated the doctrine that American politics should stop at the water's edge by suggesting some parallel between the appeasement of Hitler and those, read Barack Obama, who would negotiate with terrorists and extremists today. In Saudi Arabia, the president was treated like a poor relative. In January, Mr. Bush had urged King Abdullah to pump more oil, and he was rebuffed. So now, he returned to plead once again, and he was rebuffed once again. There is something almost condescending in the way that Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Prince Saud al-Faisal, told the press that the president didn't punch any tables or shout at anybody. Nor did the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, seem very impressed with one more renewal of the president's promise to define a Palestinian state while he was still in office. The Palestinians have seen 10 American presidents come and go without anything happening to undo the Palestine partition of 1948. Veteran Republican strategist Ed Rollins said on CBS Face the Nation on Sunday that the Bush administration is pretty tired right now, and I think even the most diehard Republicans are ready to move on. Presidents have traditionally enjoyed foreign travel in their waning months in office, but given the sterile results of Mr. Bush's recent trips, it would be well for him to spend more time between Pennsylvania Avenue and Crawford, Texas. This is Daniel Shore.